Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream, broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia. Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain, the people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and, of course, the critical issues of the day. Now, here's your host, Scott Luton.
Hey, thanks, Stone. Great to be back here today. We've got a wonderful show lined up, spotlighting really some of the movers and shakers in the supply chain world right here in the Supply Chain City. Hashtag Supply Chain City, right, Chris? And on that note, almost got you. Let's say good morning to my co-host, Mr. Chris Barnes, President and Executive Director with Apex Atlanta. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be back.
World traveler here. So it's been a bit busy week in our neck of the woods. Supply Chain Day at Georgia Tech this week, 350 students, which is all-time record for that three or four times a year event. We had meetings at the related to the High Demand Career Initiative at Clayton State University, which has a great supply chain program down there in Morrow, Georgia. Big news we've got to kind of keep under wraps about the Apex conference in Chicago. We'll have a lot more to that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Some Apex training, no shortage of big things. So what's been your biggest lesson learned this week, Chris?
Well, we did start a big class today yesterday with a large transportation company in Atlanta. I just got a little story in terms of the weather impacting the Southeast. The class is 8 hours long, so it's a full day. It's the first time in my 20 years of teaching that we've actually had to stop the class so they could go and do some emergency response planning. They have a big foot, obviously looking at their customers in the Southeast along the eastern coast of North Carolina, South Carolina. And it was just interesting to see. You can read about it. You can see what's happening on TV. But when you see an actual company stopping everything just to make sure their customers are taken care of, it's a whole new perspective.
Wow. It seems like no industry has to hit curveballs more often than the supply chain industry, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So let's welcome our featured guest today. And Chris, it's good to have you back. You've been a world traveler here lately, but to have you back in studio is great. And we've got a great lineup. So good morning, John Safran, CEO of KEH Camera.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here. And you're joined by your colleague, Justin Goldman, Director of Corporate Procurement or Purchasing at KEH Camera. I've got to correct that in my heart.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, glad to have John and Justin represent KEH Camera, which has got a really neat story we're going to dive into here in a second. And also a good friend of Apex Atlanta, the chapter, Terry Cease, founder and CEO of Alliance Solutions Group.
Oh, thank you, Scott. It's good to be here.
Good morning, Terry. So let's dive into how we always start the show. And it's not all the top things to know in supply chain now, but it's a good starter list, right? So we've got a great conversation teed up today. We've got, let's see here, Stone? 17 things to talk about on the front end, top things to know in supply chain now. We've got three. So leading off, unless you've been hanging out with Jimmy Hoffa over the last 10 days, we all know about Hurricane Florence, right? The pending disaster and the torrential rainfall that is set for North Carolina and South Carolina over the next few days. And Terry and I both have family in Aiken, South Carolina, but that's well off the coast, about 2.5 hours from the coast. So hopefully they'll be okay. But do you know about the Allen Aid Group? Chris, you know about Allen?
Yes, very much. Kathy Fulton.
So can you tell us what Allen stands for?
Trick question. Logistics something.
Close.
American Logistics Aid Network.
You got it. The Allen stands for American Logistics Aid Network. It's a remarkable organization co-founded by Richard Sharp of Competitive Insights, which is also a friend of the show. Kathy Fulton, a friend of the show, is the current executive director. This organization is helping to pool and deploy corporate supply chain resources in support of disaster relief efforts. So huge needs, as we all know, will exist in the weeks and months ahead. Hopefully we can mitigate that as much as we can. But learn more. We encourage our listeners and especially corporate leaders out there, go to allenaid.org, and that's A-L-A-N, aid.org. They'll need all the support that they can get.
And they're typically, just a little bit more about them. I know Kathy Fulton is a friend. She's a practitioner. She now is executive director of the organization. And obviously, you know, very much like the Weather Channel, they get very busy. during times of distress, and they're probably busy now. What they essentially do is looking for, I say, donations, contributions, typically of physical assets, mm-hmm. be it transportation capacity or primarily warehouse space, where they can store emergency supplies or basically anybody that can help from a logistics standpoint in these times of need.
And Kathy and I exchanged messages on LinkedIn this morning, and I saw where their number one need is warehouse space right now, number one need. So they do a great job. We were talking in the warm-up show about, all the a lot of Americans, they assume, make many assumptions about where products come from and how products get moved. Well, they make even more assumptions, I would argue, and I'm guilty of it as well, of just, things despite what's going on weather-wise and all the different things that take place and geographic hotspots around the world, how that disrupt supply chain. That just, folks expect to press the Amazon button and still get their diapers the next mm-hmm. day. But
Just in general, people, I travel often and I'm always asking people what they do. It comes back to, what do you do? And I say supply chain. And 10 years ago, I got the blank stare. It's like, what do you do? I don't even know what that means. Now, at least I get somewhat of a response. They know what it is. But yeah, people, if they're not thinking about it, they just assume things show up on their shelves.
Yep, that's right. Again, to recap that, check out allenaid.org if you're interested in donating resources or just making a donation to the nonprofit. So Kathy Fulton, Richard Sharp, their team do great work. All right. So continuing on some of the top things known in supply chain now, number two, we mentioned the Amazon button. Amazon had some big news come out this week. So Amazon originally ordered 4,500 vans, those really cool Mercedes vans that we're seeing on roads to make deliveries these days more and more. So they initially ordered 4,500 vans to fuel its new delivery service partners program, which has been very popular. The program is designed to let entrepreneurs run their own local delivery networks of up to 40 vans. Emblazoned. I think, Chris, you've got three or four vans in your parking lot, right? Emblazoned with the Prime logo, right? That they've done such a great job branding Prime service. We want things not just in 2 days, we want it in 2 hours. It's amazing. I know we've had some deliveries by some of these folks. So this week, Jeff B. is in Billions, and the Amazon team bumped that up to a whopping 20,000 vans. So not 4,500. Mr. or Ms. Mercedes, let's triple that order or quadruple that order. 20,000 vans due to overwhelming interest in the delivery program. So how much is this? And then here's the $1 million, maybe the $1 billion question. How much of this new infrastructure, new resources will impact Amazon's dependence on the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS? Any guesses? Are they going to stand by their commitment to continue to use those partners? We'll see. But 20,000 vans on the road, that's quite a huge shot of delivery and supply chain bandwidth, right? So all 20,000 vans are expected to be on the road and in service over the next 12 months, which is also remarkable. Any comments there, Chris?
No, I was just thinking, just physically from a proximity standpoint, where we're physically sitting as we speak, that's good news and bad news. On my left hand is the UPS World Headquarters. Mm. On the right hand is Mercedes-Benz North America. So it's kind of a, what do you do? It's hot and cold at the same time. Yeah?
That's right. That's right. Well, let's just brag about those Mercedes vans, and UPS will continue to grow right along with Amazon, right? Make everybody happy. All right. So number three, some of the top things to know in supply chain now. Remember these numbers. There's going to be a quiz later. So 0.15% and 0.0001%. What we're not talking about is the Phillies' chances of overtaking our first-place Braves, right, which is awesome. But we are talking about, as we all know, Amazon is truly a supply chain. It comes with the dad jokes, Justin. I'm sorry. As we all know, Amazon is truly a supply chain super competitor, right, inarguable. That is a big part of the recipe for success. So to that end, we all know they employ a ton of supply chain talent. A few months back, we talked about how I believe almost 50% of the jobs that they were recruiting for in supply chain were all about analytics and data and AI. So our industry has been dealing with this talent gap for years now, right? Everybody is struggling not just to find talent, but struggling to find supply chain talent. So You know, this week we mentioned we were at Supply Chain Day at Georgia Tech. It was an event that Apex Atlanta has been sponsoring, I think, for 4 years now. And basically, you've got 25 leading companies that come in that want to talk with and interview. And it's like a job fair on steroids, right? We're helping to facilitate those connections being made, because a lot of those students may be in the industrial engineering program and they may know what supply chain is, but they haven't talked about supply chain careers, which is part of the awareness gap, right? So talent, like we were talking about, including modern supply chain talent, which is fueled by technology and analytics, is a strength for the Metro Atlanta market. You look at research that Deloitte's put out, that the Metro Chambers put out, that you go over and interview the kids over at Georgia Tech and Clayton State and Kennesaw State and these programs. We have got a great strength when it comes to talent. But earlier this year, Gartner Supply Chain Executive Conference, anybody go to that in this room? No. Next year?
Next
travel
year,
budget
on my
next
list.
Year. Okay. So Dana Stifler, who's a research executive at Gartner, shared a few numbers about another great American supply chain city, Chicago, right? So there's about 3.6 million people in the greater Chicago area. But Gartner's research said of those 3.6 million people, that only about 0.15%, back to that number I mentioned, of those people have production planning and forecasting skills. And then if you add in AI and machine learning skills and some of those analytic skills that the modern day supply chain is looking for, that reduces that number down to 0.0001% of people in that market. It's not quite Six Sigma levels, but huge. I mean, you're talking about a needle in a haystack, or maybe half a needle in a haystack. So I think Gartner's research truly illustrates the reality that is the talent gap in supply chain. Any comments from our guests here on that? No? None. We are people and products, but this is, on the Talent Stream team, we talk with a lot of folks, as y'all might imagine, on helping them find the talent they need. And, one of the big challenges that we have that we talked about in the warm-up session is that awareness, right? We've got to get kids thinking supply chain. We've got to get kids thinking it's not, it's part of it is driving forklifts, part of it's moving boxes and moving equipment, but a lot of it is these cutting edge, data analysis types roles, working with new technologies, machines, making things happen, which is exciting, right?
Chris, on that topic, just attracting talent, especially the younger generation, which I missed out on. I was with company yesterday, and their headquarters are right downtown, right near, if you're familiar with Atlanta, near the Mercedes-Benz Dome. They used to be south near the airport, which is kind of more of an industrial look and feel. So they actually just relocated 6 months ago right into the heart of the city, 17th floor view overlooking the gulch, overlooking the stadium, everything else. And I was talking to the office manager, and he said basically part of that decision was we needed to attract more of a younger audience. And that had a lot to do with it. I'm sure there was other things that went into it, but that's all part of it. And then as I looked around, Scott, this is a global management center, which entails account management and sales, which typically is outward focusing, more glad handing, hey, how you doing kind of personalities. But as I looked around, everybody was sitting at a desk. There are sales and account managers working on computers, basically managing. So I think even if you want to be in the sales capacity, you still have to have somewhat of an analytical spin to do your job effectively.
Yep, great point. Mm-hmm. Terry, you want to say something?
Yeah, no, just on that topic, I think what we've all discussed and what Apex Atlanta is doing, attracting the talent, but it's also introducing it to them.
Absolutely.
So we all have that common goal working together.
Absolutely. Great point. And we've done it. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to expand it. And I think, one of the things we learned at the HDCI, which the state of Georgia is bringing a lot of partners together to work on this high demand career initiative so that we're exposing the blind spots that we have from a workforce development standpoint and then figuring out how to attack them before it drops off the table, right? Because that's come with the generational transfers. That's certainly coming. But one of the things I heard is that not just the need for the students to be made aware, but the need for the parents to be made aware that manufacturing these days or supply chain these days is not what it was 50 years ago and the tremendous opportunities that it has. So they were talking about some of the events that they have, these different school systems where they bring the students in, introduce them to these careers and these industries. But then part of the goal is engaging with the parents to make sure they understand. Because that's the number one coach and mentor for the students, right? It's the parents. Mm-hmm. So fascinating. Georgia, again, is doing such great work to make Georgia a great state to do business in. So
Chris, can I throw a topic 3.5 in there, Scott?
Or three and a half. Yep.
The back to the Amazon. I was curious if anybody had heard anything about Amazon headquarters, the situation there specifically as it relates to Atlanta. And obviously, I think we're all property holders in the market, so we're always interested in getting and attracting new organizations. Didn't know if anybody had heard anything lately or gotten any news on that.
We're going to open phone lines in a second, and we will solicit. We'll put our feelers out to the marketplace.
That would be great.
Well, in a conversation I had had yesterday, someone mentioned that the Bezos and the executive team had made a trip to Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. which they said it was non-business related or non-location related, but hey, you know, I don't know.
Interesting. What's going on behind closed doors?
You never know. But I was yesterday down. I had a bird's eye view of the Gulch. If you're familiar with the Gulch, which is with the Target for some new office complex, it's prime ready to go. So I think it's just a matter of breaking the ground.
Awesome. Well, again, a little side note to Jeff B. Come on. The water is warm. The supply chain city will welcome you and the team and deliver like you that even Amazon can't fathom. So so let's move on. Great. So again, that kind of concludes our top things known supply chain.
If I could just kind of help you segue a little bit, I think we're going to move on to.
I love segue help.
Who are we moving on to, Scott?
We are moving on to one of the movers and shakers in supply chain, which has a very unique business model. They are the world's largest pre-owned camera retailer in the world, high-quality pre-owned cameras at that. And that is John Safran and Justin Goldman with KEH Camera. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Glad y'all are here.
So if I could just quickly, the segue was the camera part. I wanted to get that out there because I did learn yesterday. I think I'm the last person in Atlanta to know about this. There was a website, and I think John, you were telling me it's what is the website with the hurricane track video or something out there in the ocean?
Yeah, it's right off the coast of North Carolina called Frying Pan Tower.
Okay. And you can watch that. I think it's on YouTube or
it is.
You can go out there. That's not your camera. That's
no.
Somebody else. I'm just checking. But
Chris is going to ask us about a dance called Floss in a second.
I know.
I'm actually going to try to flood.
We're going
to
segue, Chris.
I'm going to try to flood their server with all of our audience. So, and plus, it's a camera, so there's a good segue there.
Awesome. Frying Pan Tower. So pleased to have John Safran, CEO of KEH Camera, and Justin Goldman, Director of Corporate Purchasing, here with us. Good morning, John and Justin.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having us. Go ahead.
We've had a couple of warm-up conversations, and as we confirmed your appearance, I started putting some feelers out there with all my photographic friends, and it's like talking about Nike in that world or Amazon. I mean, everyone that holds a camera and uses a camera knows KEH, so it's great to have y'all in the room. We'll get your autographs later. But so let's talk about first who you are. What is KEH? What do y'all do? And give us a little bit about your corporate culture.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, we're the world's largest buyer and seller of pre-owned cameras. We've been in business here in Atlanta for almost 40 years. We've served over 1.5 million photographers over that period of time. And what we do is we really, specialize in identifying, buying, smartly pre-owned cameras. We've got a team of photography experts that evaluate them. We buy smartly, ethically, and then we can clean things up. We have our own repair team, and then give those cameras new life for people to kind of have a second life for them, and we'll sell them through e-commerce channels. But really, we're here also to talk about how we position ourselves in the reverse logistics supply chain.
That's right.
So,
real quick, because in the warm-up, we were talking about a really important point that, as you're acquiring these pre-owned cameras, you've got teams of photographers that use the equipment themselves. They're doing the inspection, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a really, really high, talented, quality team that, just loves cameras, loves photography, loves cameras. They know what we're doing. We couldn't be as successful as we are if we didn't have a team of photographers ourselves.
Mm. And Justin, we were talking also about some of the creative sourcing strategies. John mentioned not only are y'all the leading seller of these pre-owned units, but you're the leading buyer. So tell us a little about that process.
So in my side of the business, being corporate purchasing and also road purchasing, corporate purchasing didn't exist when I came on. In fact, that particular channel was created for me. And I love that you use the word creative, because I had to be really creative in discovering where to buy large lots. And
no one gave you a manual with 17 steps of creating inventory?
No, but they did give me three large dry erase boards.
Okay.
And on those dry erase boards, I created a crazy vertical list. Mm. It was like, you know, a crazy person brainstorming.
Right.
Only every single little bubble was where I thought cameras were. And where
did you take a picture of that?
There are several pictures.
Yeah. Many, love whiteboards.
Many selfies sending to my friends. Look at me go. And, you know, I really discovered that the reverse logistics supply chain for corporate purchasing would be extremely mutually beneficial, between our partners and KEH Camera. We look to make the consumer returns reverse logistics sector a profit machine by doing business with us. Since we're so laser focused on one particular channel, that overall being digital imaging, anyone that has large lots in the returns sector, supply chain reverse logistics, we can help them get that pallet into KEH and get them funded fairly and swiftly. Hmm. In a lot of cases, we have potential partners reach out to us and they say, we have this whole lot, let's say, of 1,000 units. And there is some Nikon, there's some Canon, but there's all this other stuff that we don't even know what it's worth. And we have a price tag on it, and we typically won't send our manifests out. But we hear that you guys are really the best in the used sector. And in some cases, I'm flying out to location to help them identify what they have before we even move to do business. Mm. So it's
due diligence. Love
exactly.
It. Save everybody some time.
Exactly.
Well, now, have y'all, one of the things we were talking about in the warm up was how the new Hollywood of the country, so Chris is smirking at me there, is right here in Georgia. So, do y'all do any business? Do y'all make connections with these studios, like Three Ring Studios down in Newton County? That's going to be a huge, you know, it's going to be more fuel to the fire with what's going on down there in Newton County.
So, we certainly have individuals coming in to KEH and purchasing equipment locally and from local production hubs. Mm-hmm. However, so far, most of our high-end video purchases and things that you would get from a production house have actually been outside of the state. So this is me screaming out into the airwaves, local Atlanta, local Georgia.
Go. Yeah.
KEH Camera in Smyrna wants to talk to you.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's you make a good point because they're based right here in Metro Atlanta. They have about 100 families they put to work. They're growing. They've got such a neat niche that not only are how'd y'all put it, continuing the story of your gear, which is a mantra at KEH.
Yes.
And in this day and age, especially as Americans are more and more looking for ways of being more green, being more sustainable, what a huge opportunity this is. But a big part of realizing that opportunity is having the reverse logistics organizations and the ability like y'all have at KEH, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, it's not like we could just go call a supplier or make stuff ourselves. We've got to really be creative and inventive in how we go source our product to then recondition and sell. And so being in that reverse logistics space and finding partners who want to work with us, we make it really, really easy. Mm-hmm. We're a world-class buying organization. We can turn deals fast. You know, we take it. I mean, these are people who oftentimes historically, it's been a service that they offer within their company that is not, it's kind of like a necessary evil. And we're here trying to make it a profit center for them and just make it really quick, really painless, easy. We've got tons of capacity to do deals and we can get them funded quickly.
And reverse logistics over the last 5-10 years has become such a critical part of supply chain. I know we've connected y'all with Tony Shirota with RLA. Hopefully y'all have a chance to share it because I think there's a lot of best practices y'all probably have that you need to contribute to that community. And I know Tony, vice versa, that's part, one of the reasons they exist. So a little shout out there to the Reverse Logistics Association, which is based right here in Atlanta as well. So let's ask you a question. What are some of the ways you can help reverse logistics companies use KEH as a profit machine for their return goods?
Oh, this is like my favorite question. Okay. So I have a particular client that I can use as a great example. We have this one client who has a great contract where they get a ton of digital imaging units, okay? However, that's not their primary focus, but the particular partner that they're getting it from, it was one of those situations where it's like, we can give you this channel that is relevant to your core business. However, you also have to take this channel because you're a proven dependable partner for us, and we really don't want to look outside that realm. We want to work with you. Well, with those large lots coming into a warehouse like what they have, you have all different kinds of costs surrounding that. I mean, obviously you have your CapEx and your processing cost. Well, if that digital imaging isn't your core competency, okay, but you want to get involved and you're looking to profit off it, KEH is a great partner because you can actually send us a manifest. You can send us a manifest ahead of time. We'll price it out. Or you can also blind ship it to us, and we're going to do all the processing for you, okay, and actually save you, I would think, an exorbitant amount of money in processing if you're dealing in, you know, the 500s to the thousands. And we come to terms with the final value and then reach out and, you know, the negotiation process begins. The great part about it is we can execute quickly. We execute ethically and we fund you swiftly. And we've had, you know, situations where we got an 8-pallet deal in. And then 3 days later, a 5-pallet deal shows up from the exact same partner with a similar breadth of inventory. And we were able to execute in the amount of time needed for them to satisfy, ultimately, you know, their partner that they're trying to please.
Well, so it sounds like you have built quite a robust procurement process, transportation process, put it in stock, getting your partners paid for in a timely fashion, in an ethical fashion. Those three whiteboards led to some strong supply chain process work, huh?
It was one of my favorite things to do, and this is not a very popular thing in, I think, sales or reverse sales for what I do. Yep. So I love cold calling. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Some of our best partners in my corporate purchasing department came from just a very, very cold call. And the partners themselves came from that whiteboard vertical. In fact, arguably our largest partner in the supply chain side, we had been talking for a year. And this is a great example of how we can help profit. So I was talking to this one company for a year, and they had a huge digital imaging contract that we wanted to get everything recurring. We knew it was a year contract, and more than likely it's going to be ongoing. So we're in on the bids, and we're making our bids, and we're thinking our bids are extremely aggressive. But at the end of the day, as aggressive as our bids were, the owner of that particular company decided that he really wanted to work with someone he knew who said that, you know, I can help you maximize your return by consigning this through me and doing it on an individual basis. My contact kind of had informed me that, well, that particular partner never got through the first load. A year later, we were able to reconnect because, you know, we kept in touch naturally. And here we are. I think we're on to our fifth.
Wow.
Our fifth now. And it was pretty much exactly a year. And what helped them save was the fact that there was no processing cost on their end. KEH is handling all of that for them.
So let me shift gears a little bit, because we were talking earlier about I beat this dead, my remanufactured printer story with a dead horse. So I'm not going to talk about that. But
I thought that was a good story.
I thought it was too.
we've all had a like an epiphany of pre-owned stuff, you know, pre-owned, whether it's cars or office equipment or what have you. John, you had an interesting story about kind of when your epiphany came. When it came to pre-owned camera equipment?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, so I'm relatively new at KEH myself, but it's something that's been building throughout my life. You know, what we were talking about is when I was 13, I got a birthday gift of some money from my parents and my grandparents and wanted to go buy a camera. And I went down to the local store, which unfortunately no longer is there. and really took all the money I had and wanted to buy something. This is well before digital cameras. I'm a little bit older than that. And I was looking at all the different options I had available. And really what I found at the time was that the best thing that I can buy was a used camera, you know, a pre-owned camera. And I gave them all the money I had. I was able to buy something that I would have not been able to afford new. And I had it for 30 years. And it really, wow. It worked fantastically. They took good care of me. Again, I was a 13-year-old kid. They really kind of helped me figure out everything I needed with it. They helped me over the years, and it worked perfectly. And what I was really excited to be able to do is when I joined KEH, to actually put that camera back on the shelf.
Wow.
And allow it to have that second life with someone else.
Continuing this journey.
Yeah.
Gear. That's awesome. So we're sitting here with Justin and John. And John, you know, vision in terms of, you know, moving forward, so does KEH plan to broaden the scope beyond digital imaging and camera gear?
Yeah, and so today I think, you know, first and foremost, we really believe that we can continue strong growth in cameras and in, you know, digital imaging. We are, you know, I think today the world leader in used pre-owned camera equipment, but we're just scratching the surface. The market itself is growing tremendously, and we want to take advantage of that and really, you know, continue to accelerate our own growth. That's certainly not to say that we're going to reach out into other businesses. What's really important to us, and we are getting into video gear right now as well, but what's really important for us is any market that we're in, we understand and know that we have to have the in-house expertise to really serve that market well, because that's why people come to KEH, is they know that we know cameras, that we're going to be able to give a great evaluation of something, really understand what it is that we're buying and in turn what we're selling. And it's that in-house knowledge and ability to evaluate things, to market things, to repair them ourselves. And so anything else we brought it into, we're going to make sure we have that same level of skills.
Mm. Makes a lot of sense. And, you know, Justin, one of the things that I have gathered a newfound respect for in the warm-up conversation and kind of hearing you walk through a lot of what you've done in the first half of this podcast is not only are you a world-class seller and retailer, but you're a world-class buyer, and you're holding events all the time in order to get creative about how you can source cameras to continue the stories of the gear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's I have to say, it is not me, it is my team.
Right.
My team is a team of world-class buyers, and without the team, we are nothing. That being said, there are two different ways that we, my two teams, explore purchasing. One is happening right now at Dunwoody Photo. We have a road purchasing team, and we do what's called buying events. Our buying events are typically partnered with other stores in our market space. Today, that would be Dunwoody Photo. And again, it kind of speaks to the reciprocal relationship that we build with our partners. That being, example A, Dunwoody Photo. I have road buying manager Brent McAllister there right now. We email our customers in the area, alerting them to our buying events. And obviously, we make social posts, and it's also on our website, KEH.com. We get customers in the stores of other players in our market space to sell us their equipment. In some cases, they're selling us their equipment directly. And also in some cases, we're giving them a voucher to go shop in the store we're holding the event in, thus truly benefiting our partner. So we really believe in that.
It's a current event at Dunwoody Photo taking place right now.
Yep. Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Awesome. Well, and again, the best way to get in touch with KEH Camera is KEH.com. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yep,
you name it, right?
You can just follow the path from our website. All our social tags are there.
Perfect. Yes.
And Scott, one of our show sponsors, Apex Atlanta, they're very steeped in supply chain certification, specifically around forecasting and planning. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting as you were talking, it sounds to me, how do you guys forecast? Because you're not saying, I'm going to go out, here's a supplier, I need to buy 1,000. I mean, how do you forecast?
Oh, man, it's so funny, because when I first started, the forecasting part is what was would drive me nuts, because I would go to my boss and go, hey, I know that there's cameras behind this wall, but I don't know how many, and I don't know what they're worth. Mm. But I'm going to go ahead and put a marker on 50,000. And anyway, what ends up happening is you kind of look at, first off, you have to do your research. You have to look at the potential partner. You have to see publicly what kind of different things are out on the marketplace that they have purchased. To communication, I would reach out directly to, you know, someone high level that oversees the sale of those goods, specifically consumer returns. And my first question is, do you have any digital imaging units to come through? Mm. And, you know, 50% of the time it was, yeah, we've got tons of 360 cameras. And I went, no. The ones that you actually take pictures with, and drones and things like that. And some of the partners were like, well, we haven't really looked for those in a while. And I was like, well, I'm the perfect partner for you, because anytime you find them, we're going to buy them. We can't get enough of them. Mm. And I found
and
that
the demand is there, too. I mean,
correct. The demand is there. Yeah. And then what we found is that some of the partners that didn't, you know, regularly carry that product went out and started looking for it and found that where they were procuring from didn't actually have a source to offload, and they're sitting on this equipment. So now we've got this bottleneck thing where we're hoping that it all just continues to filter to KEH.
Well, so find out more, KEH.com, John Safran, Justin Goldman with KEH Camera. Really appreciate y'all stopping by and visiting with us. Yep. Justin, we're going to have you back on the next episode and talk about rock and roll, right?
Oh,
you
man,
good
I
with that?
Love
bring your
that.
Guitar?
I could talk about that for hours.
But no, thanks for coming. Really appreciate what you do, and a very fascinating business model. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to get y'all to weigh in on some things here in just a moment. So, okay. So up next today on Supply Chain Now Radio, we welcome Terry Cease, founder and CEO with Alliance Solutions Group. Good morning again, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
So you are also an active member with the Georgia Automotive Manufacturers Association, right?
That is correct.
And they've got a little bit of a big event coming to the supply chain city of Atlanta in a few weeks, right?
A little bit of a big, it's a big event, yes.
So the Southern Automotive Conference, tell us about what is the Southern Automotive Conference? SAC 2018,
that's a good one. The Southern Automotive Conference is a yearly event where all of the Southeast states come together strictly for the automotive industry. If you go to southernautocon.com, you know, take a look at the website. We've got some good keynote speakers. We've got a workforce development zone. We have an innovation zone.
All kind of stuff.
It's a big conference. And Gamma, we're going to be hosting it this year here in Atlanta.
So for our listeners and for a lot of you, you know, maybe your average American consumer, they may not understand how prevalent automotive manufacturing and the whole supplier base is, especially
correct.
In the Southeast, right?
Correct.
Automotive and aerospace. I was reading something earlier. We're talking about the supply chain ramifications of Hurricane Florence. I think there's 400 automotive suppliers across tiers just in South Carolina alone.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And
yeah.
So, you know, imagine, I believe that BMW, well, I'm not going to remember all the names, but, you know, they're shutting down production, mm-hmm. right? They're getting the workforce home and mm-hmm. getting them secured. And BMW had, 400 cars that was redirected from the Port of Savannah for export mm-hmm. to a different holding facility. Mm-hmm. So think about huge ramifications. And I'm sure that's going to be a big topic that's woven into a lot of the breakout sessions at the conference.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we have all the OEM manufacturers attending and speakers.
So you mentioned those keynote speakers.
Yes.
I went to the website after we were doing a little warm-up, and I was cherry-picking a couple, because you've got a lot of the big names here. So mm-hmm. Raj Batra, who's president of the Siemens Digital Factory Division.
Yes.
Everyone knows Siemens. Stuart Countess, Chief Administrative Officer with Kia down in West Point, Georgia, where at full production they make one car every 53 seconds, I believe, right?
That's correct, and they are our, one of our key sponsors for the event.
Kia, big. I mean, that investment
West Point plant,
ripple effect. So Stuart is going to be there, and then the governor. Bringing in the big guns, Governor Nathan Deal, who has presided presided. I need another cup of coffee. Over an unprecedented 5-year run as Georgia being named the top state to do business in, which is breaking records. He's going to also give a address to the conference as well, right?
That is correct. So.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. I think I counted 12, 15 keynotes, a lot of different breakout sessions. You mentioned the innovation zone. So is that going to be where you're going to be sharing different ideas, new products, new processes, continuous improvement? What is all it going to be about?
That is correct. The innovation zone is, current and future technology. We're going to have, KSU is one of our sponsors and participants. We're going to have some display cars. So, yes, the innovation zone, a lot of good things to see. So
an innovation zone, are we going to see? We all know that autonomous cars are right around the corner. But when are we going to have cars that can, show up at your door, have the coffee waiting for you, have the kids buckled in the back, right, which is like a life-changing moment.
I'll buy one of those tomorrow.
That's correct.
When kids can get in the car and buckle themselves up, all of a sudden life is even a lot better, right?
Yes.
But we all know in the automotive industry, so much innovation across other industries comes from automotive and aerospace. So I bet that's a highly one of the big features of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then workforce development. Yes. Going back to the skills gap, it's alive and well in all industries. Looks like we're going to be having some speakers come in and talk about how some of their best practices of attracting and retaining and developing mm-hmm. workforce within automotive, right?
That's correct. It's a big event, and if you have not registered yet, we hope you will and attend and follow us. And it's going to be a good show.
SouthernAutoCon.com is where you can go and register.
Yes.
And sponsor and do everything.
We do.
Buy one of those cars we were talking earlier that John was ready to order. SouthernAuto.com, right? SouthernAutoCon.com. Sorry.
Yeah, no. That is correct. And
Terry, is that a free event?
No, it is not a free event. Definitely you can register to attend yourself. You still have time to be a sponsor. So if you go to the website and take a look at all the different levels, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me direct as well. But it's a big event. If you attend, you won't be disappointed.
Huge event.
And did we say where it was? I wasn't.
Cobb Galleria,
right. October 3rd through the 5th.
It's a great venue, great location.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the Braves Stadium, too,
that's right.
So the Battery.
The first place Braves.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
That's
got
to be attached to any mention of our Atlanta Braves.
Right next door.
So Justin was wincing over here. I'm assuming you must be a Phillies fan.
I'm a diehard Phillies fan.
Oh, man. Well, I'll give you a hug in a little bit.
I need one.
One last point about automotive, and then we're going to dive into some other things here. But, I think when you look at industries that make things happen and kind of fuel the economy, you think of housing, you think of certainly automotive and aerospace mm-hmm. and some of these big industries. So this is probably going to attract not only folks that are in the automotive industry, but folks that want to understand what a core industry, what they're going through, mm-hmm. and what they're projecting so they can better plan their business. Right?
That's correct. And, when you attend, you definitely walk away with a lot of information that you did not have or you would not have been able to get, especially listening to the OEM panel. You're hearing them speak, on what they are currently doing in the auto manufacturing and what they're working on for the future, as well as networking, business opportunities. It's just really a great event to attend each year.
SouthernAutoCon.com to learn more. And I'm sure, Terry, I bet Gamma, you serve on their advisory board. I'm sure they really
yes.
appreciate all that you're doing to spread the good word. So let's switch gears with Terry. Tell us about the Alliance Solutions Group. What are some of the things? What are some of the problems that you're helping your company or helping your clients solve through your company services?
Well, Alliance Solutions Group is a software and hardware solutions provider in manufacturing and distribution verticals. We've been in business for over 10 years now. And, we have authorized partnerships specifically with Zebra Technologies and Alien for RFID. So speaking from our current client base, our support You know, we operate as a transparent part of their team. And just as our tagline, it's about the relationship. So, you know, literally, you know, we are a part of them. So support, you know, we think outside the box. We suggest and, you know, give them our input on, you know, what we would do or have you thought about this? So it's really a team effort. And
working extensively in supply chain, manufacturing, sounds like technology is a big component, right?
It is.
Terry, I was facilitating a workshop recently, and the topic of RFID came up. And I kind of poo-pooed it as, you know, you know, didn't really take off. Is there, you have an update on that? Is there still getting traction in the space, or what do you think the future is of RFID?
We support the automotive industry a lot with RFID, and it's continuing to grow. So, yes, to answer your question, it's big and getting bigger.
Is there, do you have any idea on cost? Because I know for a while that it wasn't popular in CPG only because it you know, you couldn't put a dollar tag on a bag of chips. Is that still the issue? Or I know it's relevant probably in container management and automotive space because it's a, you know, a $10,000 car is a lot better than a dollar bag of chips, but. Is cost still an issue?
Cost has changed. You know, another bullet point on how we help our customers is, you know, I enjoy staying on the front line because I enjoy what I do. But at the same time, I can make decisions, which part of that decision is the cost. But overall in the industry, on the tag itself, yes, cost has changed.
And it's getting, like everything else, it seems like it's getting more affordable. We were talking a few months back on one of the episodes where L.L. Bean is putting sensors into some of its either boots or coats. I can't remember which one. To determine at what temperatures customers are wearing them, how often are they washing them. So it must be coats, not boots. but I think that speaks to volumes as to how much more affordable that tagging and sensors are getting in the supply chain world. And, Chris, to your point about containers, you know, that was one of the big applications we're seeing, especially with more and more sensors, especially with security controlled items, whether it's pharmaceuticals or whether it's, you know, certain technologies that aren't allowed to be exported to certain places. You know, I think we're going to see more and more. I think the world of sensors and tags, especially with IoT and all the other acronyms, it's only going to keep growing, right?
More acronym. Yeah, but, you know, again, to our, you know, our industry supply chain, you know, we have a client that is an you know, the healthcare industry, and they're tagging their products. So the point being is, you know, everyone in supply chain and, you know, what we're doing for our customers with RFID between automotive and distribution, you know, that also turns around the operational time.
Yep.
You know, point A to point B as fast as you can.
As fast as you can. That's right. Warp speed. So let's conclude this segment here. Let's talk about, you know, talent. Clearly is going to become a theme of today's episode, the ASG Hope Foundation.
Yes.
So I know we've collaborated a little bit. We've gone out to elementary schools and touting and talking supply chain with elementary school students, and Terry is a natural. Yeah. I've seen her in action.
I learned from you, Scott.
Well, so talk about what your Hope Foundation is doing, what the goal is.
Thank you. The ASG Hope Foundation supports and teaches STEM activities specific to supply chain, K through 12. All of our partners, we basically take today's corporate realities and we're blending into the school system and with the students. And like we were all talking before, you have to introduce it to them first.
That's right.
So that is the ASG Hope Foundation. And we have dissected it down to skill sets. So we were talking about that, you know, moments ago.
That's right.
So it's taking off. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. You know, and again, you know, having each spoke on the wheel, per se, and each spoke is a skill set. So, for example, we are partnered with Cobb County School System. You know, one of our partners is Lockheed Martin. We have Zebra Technologies. So all of us working together and taking today's realities or problems or, you know, challenges that, you know, any corporation has right now and working together with the schools. And, you know, sometimes for all you know, you may have a fifth grader solve a problem. You know,
and
for someone today,
and
the light bulb goes off. Yeah, so it's blending everybody and creating that revolving door. And we're working with a high school right now on warehouse management. You know, introducing, so we supply everything. And then speaking of automotive, we're working with a middle school on building a car. So it's all about introducing
the car we were talking about earlier, the coffee, kids in the back seat, all that, that type of car.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. but it's blending and it's creating that revolving door.
I was so excited to hear you say Cobb County. My wife is a high school counselor at Pebblebrook.
I know it well, yes.
And actually this morning, we were talking about this radio show, and she, you know, it's a performing arts school, and she has all of the performing arts students. And so I thought she was going to turn to me and say, are you ready to come to this school and teach these kids how to play guitars and drums? But she turned to me and said, well, actually, we're starting a program where I was curious if you can host some of our students and give them a tour around KEH and tell them about what you do. So I'd love to speak to you offline.
Yes, absolutely.
See how we can get involved.
And no, that would be great. And we work with Scott and Apex and your Supply Chain 101 as well. So we all have that common goal. But it all contributes in building that pipeline, talent pipeline of the future for workforce development.
Serving the industry is alive and well, and it's got to take place, right? Because it helps everybody. So, Justin, you were chiming in there about what your wife was asking you to come in and teach. I was curious. I thought you were going to say maybe she was asking you to come in and talk about how to play bad baseball, really bad baseball.
Shall we just divert this to football, college football, maybe?
We can divert it to NFL, and I can tell you how you're...
listener, turn it off. All in good fun. Well, Terry Cease, founder and CEO of the Alliance Solutions Group. Really appreciate what you do. Clearly, not only do you have a growing business that serves the supply chain space, but you're giving back. You're active in industry with great conferences, right? It helps connect people. And then, you know, paying it forward and creating awareness in our space with the next generation of talent we're going to have.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And if you are interested in supporting and becoming a partner with ASG Hope Foundation, you know, please reach out to me direct. And, you know, that also gives scholarships back, you know, to the kids and how many we can.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I about forgot how to reach out to Terry. And the website there is alliances, plural, INC.com, right?
Yes.
Alliances, plural, INC.com. Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you talked about several different things there. What was the first one, alliancesc.com? What about the Southern Auto Show or the Southern... The SAC is
That website is southernautocon.com.
Okay.
That's for the automotive conference that's coming up October 3rd through the 5th at Cobb Galleria.
Being hosted by GAMA, Georgia Automotive Manufacturing Association.
Yep. And ASG, is there a website for that, or is there something to contact you?
That would be alliancesinc.com, alliances, plural, inc.com, or Terry can be found on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And Twitter. And
yes.
And you name it, right?
Feel free. I would give out my direct number, but we're on.
Yeah, we're live. We're talking to the world.
Because I was busy taking notes, all this knowledge was jumping on me. So
yes, feel free to reach out, LinkedIn, Twitter, the site, anything.
Great. Terry Cease, founder and CEO with the Alliance Solutions Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up, our cleanup hitter on Supply Chain Now Radio here today. I want to bring back in my co-host, Chris Barnes, President and Executive Director with Apex Atlanta. Good morning again, Chris.
Good morning.
So you've got no shortage of knowledge to lay on us. Where are we going to start?
I got about 2 hours worth of information on us, but I'm going to have to redirect it a little bit because, you know, going back to our initial discussion,
we're not talking about the Eagles or the Phillies or anything there, right?
No degree. I'm still an engineering geek, so I'll stick to business. So Apex Atlanta, we provide professional development and certifications for companies as well as employees. One of the classes the workshops we provide is certified logistics, transportation, and distribution, as well as certified supply chain professional. But a big piece of that is reverse logistics and how to manage, how companies should be more. One is focused on reverse logistics, and then how do you manage it? So, as Justin was talking, he said something, and I've been thinking about it since. Making a profit machine for reverse logistics and consumers, consumer returns, and I think that's a fascinating concept because that is what we talk about, and that's something companies should be looking at, is whether it's a waste exchange or a reusable products exchange or whatever you call. I don't know if you guys have an exchange or anything like that. Have you thought about that? But I thought that was a neat concept
and successful one. growing left and right.
Making it profitable for the companies as opposed to paying somebody to take it away. Maybe they can pay you.
Yeah, I mean, we're really looking to make that part of the business profitable. And also for us, you know, the products themselves are more sustainable. And so we can find a new life for them and make someone else happy.
And within those partnerships, I believe that other partnerships are built. So it's just been a great, great avenue for us to explore and continue to expand.
But it's neat to teach the theory to people, but it's interesting to have companies I'm sitting across the table from talk about how they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
So kudos to you guys for saving the environment as well.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So back to the Apex Atlanta. We start a new fiscal year. We run on a fiscal year, which is July through – July was a couple months ago, so we're a little bit behind the curve. But July to June. So we have a new board coming on. Scott Luton and I, again, we're still leading kind of the overall strategy and the mission of the organization. But we do have some new people joining up. I'll give a little bit of a shout-out to them. Carla Johnson, a Georgia Tech grad. She's a supply chain manager with International Trachoma Initiative. If you don't know what they do, check them out. I travel mostly North America. She travels literally the world.
Wow.
And she still has volunteered to be on the board. So good for her. Good for us. And she's also, to Terry's point, where she's also writing a book on Supply Chain 101 for kids. So we're going to try and tie that into the Supply Chain 101 seminar that we do at the schools. The Matt Jenkins, he is another person going to be on the board. These are all new board members. He's a U.S. Army major, retiring after 20 years, just relocated to Peachtree City, a suburb of Atlanta. And he's actively pursuing his certified supply chain management certifications. So he's very excited. Also, Ashley Mordecai, she is in supply chain and logistics with an Atlanta-based food service company, and they ship primarily product internationally. I think it's mainly seafood, but we're looking to get some input from her. Two more. John Woodward, he's with Rapid Value, and he has deep experience in helping organizations with fundraising, which is a key part of what Apex Atlanta is looking to get, is funds through sponsors. And then a new person, kind of a younger person on our team, is Artie Rywalker. She's an electrical engineer with a graduate degree in supply chain management. She's got about 5 years work experience. She's new to the Atlanta area, and she's looking for opportunities. So if you're looking to hire somebody as a business analyst, give me a shout. We can maybe make the connections. On the events coming up, Scott, did you attend the last Supply Chain 101 seminar we did?
We did. We were down working with Apex Savannah at Tybee Island Maritime Academy, which is a fascinating, I'm not sure if they call it a magnet school or what the official label is in that vertical. And you may know better than I do, Terry, but just a great, unique school that bakes in that maritime and some of the logistics behind that curriculum into teaching, you know, elementary students what goes on. And especially in Savannah, where that port of Savannah is one of the fastest growing ports in North America, growing left and right. It's critical to not just the Georgian economy, but the regional and really the national economy. So we were down there spent time with about 40 kids in two classes and about 10 volunteers from across the spectrum and planting seeds,
Yes.
And it's a 2 hour seminar, Scott. We still keep it at 2 hours.
We have leaned it out. It's 1 hour, and really that's based on the voice of the customer. You know, at schools, when we first rolled this out, they said, hey, you know, elementary level, Scott, I love your 2 hours, but you've got one. So we really condensed it, made it real practical. Plus, we wanted to bake in it. We didn't want it just to be a PowerPoint deck. Visuals is a big part of it. We wanted to build a vehicle where volunteers can come in like Terry's done, like you've done, Chris, come in and engage and sit down at the table and be positive influences in the classroom.
And and that's geared towards middle school still.
Elementary school.
Elementary.
So, yeah, 650 students through 26 sessions since November 2018. Most of those have been third, fourth, and fifth graders.
And we continue to look for volunteers to go out and help. Scott and I, we can lead and organize. It gets tough to do them all ourselves because we're looking to hit every school in the Southeast.
That's right.
And as a executive director of Apex Atlanta, we do this on our own dime. It's not too expensive. We're very lean, but we are looking for consumer package goods types of companies, the ones that we reference in our seminars. Think Starbucks, Nike, Chick-fil-A. We talk about those, how they get food to the stores. So if you are interested in sponsoring any of the seminars, please give me a shout. The education opportunities. We continue to partner with Georgia Tech, the Supply Chain Logistics Institute, a wonderful program that's globally recognized. Our next 2.5-day boot camps are the week of December 4th. We have both CSCP and CLTD, so check out the Apex Atlanta website that's been listed, as well as going directly to the Georgia Tech website. We have a Principles and Practices of Materials Management Planning seminar on November 8th. That's going to be a one-day seminar. It's going to be down near the airport. You can sign up at apexatlanta.org as well. We also have, Scott, I think we have a booth at the Georgia Manufacturing Summit October 10th. Is that?
We do. And we're also going to be leading a panel on trends to track in supply chain, where we're going to have leaders from Southwire, Kumho Tires, Legility, and Descartes sitting on the panel with us. Talking about the four T's, talent, technology, transportation, and trade/tariffs.
And Apex Atlanta and Supply Chain Now Radio is driving and sponsoring the Apex Leadership Summit for all Apex-minded people and chapters from around the Southeast. That is October 19th and 20th, again, at the Georgia Tech Research Institute. There's a small fee for that, but I think it's going to be well worth it with tours and the presentations that we have structured over the day and a half. And then finally, March 12th, we've revived, through the efforts of Supply Chain Now Radio, revived the Supply Chain Awards for Atlanta. I don't know if Scott is at Atlanta or the Southeast. I prefer the Southeast, but
Metro Atlanta. Okay. Supply Chain Awards.
So we've got the awards defined. We're working with CSCMP, things around sustainability, international aviation, transportation, freight forwarders, sourcing excellence, manufacturing, warehousing, anything supply chain. We're looking for primarily two things, companies that are doing excellent things, as well as sponsors that might want to get their name out there and support these organizations.
And we'll have a big formal announcement that will roll out October 1st. But if you want to sit around and rub elbows with some of the movers and shakers in our industry, either Supply Chain Now Radio or the Metro Atlanta Supply Chain Awards Program on March 12, 2019 at the Buckhead Club. Chris, what did we miss? Anything else?
I think we filled it up, Scott. Thanks.
Well, a couple quick notes before we come to a close. We do have a variety of webinars. Check that out at apexatlanta.org, including AI and supply chain and effectively engaging millennials through better technology with a friend of the show, Greg White, with Curo Global. We've got to thank our sponsors, Apex Atlanta, a leading professional association dedicated to serving the supply chain space in Atlanta for almost 60 years now. Chris was in the you were one of the early first-year board members, right?
Oh, sure.
We love to.
Kindergarten.
Little dig. For more information about Apex, check us out at apexatlanta.org. Let's not forget about TalentStream, a WeBank certified recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in helping organizations find top talent in the engineering, manufacturing, and supply chain space. For more information about TalentStream, you can check us out at talentstreamstaffing.com. Great conversation today. We've got to thank our guests, John Safran, CEO with KEH Cameras, his colleague Justin Goldman, Director of Corporate Purchasing with KEH Cameras, and a fan of the Evil Eagles and the Evil Phillies, and I should say fourth place Phillies at this point. Terry Cease, founder and CEO of the Alliance Solutions Group, also advisory board member with the Georgia Automotive Manufacturers Association. Check out their upcoming event on the 3rd through the 5th of October. And my dear co-host, Chris Barnes with Apex Atlanta. Any final notes before we sign off, Chris?
No, just if you've heard anything today, hopefully you've learned a little bit of something. If you have any questions, reach out to Scott or myself, and we'll make sure that we're here to connect.
Great. Big thanks to our listeners. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to reconnecting with you next week on our next episode of Supply Chain Now Radio, where we bring back in the Supply Chain City folks, Ben Harris and Will Hareway. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.